Hello, listeners. This is Dr. J again with another episode of Real Women in Conversation. Today I have my husband, Jesse Cowan, back again, not just because of the pandemic, but when we talked last month, we discussed a book by Dr. A.R. Bernard entitled Four Things Women Want from a Man. And what we realized is that we did not give or talk about things that men need from a relationship. So we thought that we would discuss another book that we've read that talked about both what men need and what women need from a relationship. Just as a reminder, Dr. Bernard's points was that a woman wants maturity, decisiveness, consistency, and strength. Those are the four things that any woman wants from the man with whom she's having a relationship. Now the book, His Needs, Her Needs, Building an Affair-Proof Marriage by Willard F. Harley, talks about the emotional needs of men and women in marriage. Dr. Harley has been practicing marriage counseling for 30-plus years. He's indicated that out of all of that experience in both individual couples therapy and workshops for couples, he's gleaned a list of 10 top needs stated by men and women when they're talking relationships. What he was fascinated by was that on average, when men and women individually were asked to prioritize that list of 10, they always came up with totally different lists. First, a list for women. The first thing that a woman says she needs from her mate is affection. The second need is for intimate conversation. The third need is honesty and openness. The fourth need is financial support. And then the fifth need is family commitment. From top to bottom, that is what a woman wants from her mate in their marriage. Now for men, the first need expressed by a man is for sexual fulfillment. The second need is recreational companionship. The third need is physical attractiveness of his wife. The fourth need is domestic support, support on the home front. And the fifth need is admiration. He wants his wife to be proud of him. So I've asked my husband to give us his perspective on first the ranking of these needs, because we can all agree or perhaps disagree with Dr. Harley and the way that his research turned out, but to speak on each of these particular needs. Now, before we start the conversation with Jesse, I wanted to present the concept that Dr. Harley uses about how men and women measure the fulfillment of their needs. And in his terms, he calls it a love bank. That when you meet my needs, you make positive deposits to my love bank. I feel more strongly attracted to you. When you don't meet my need, you're actually making a withdrawal from my love bank. So my love of you lessens a little bit when I don't feel that my needs are met. So given this, we'll talk about the first thing that a man says is important to him in a relationship, and that's sexual fulfillment. How do you feel about that, Jesse?
Well, I think that's true. Sex is a big part of a relationship because without sex, you don't really have to marry. I'm talking about if you're not, sex is a part of a relationship because if you want to go to dinner, there's no time you're going to have sex. You can go with your friends. Mm-hmm. You don't have to get in a relationship for that. But I think you should be able to work out and you all come to some kind of agreement that both parties will be satisfied throughout the relationship.
Okay. So you're saying then that no matter the way Dr. Harley puts it is that sex is a primal desire for men. Now, he didn't say it was not one for women because we know that women have sexual desires as well. So that a wife should, as much as possible, try to meet the sexual needs of her husband. And likewise, the husband should meet the sexual needs of his wife.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying because, if you don't not being sexually satisfied, then it's nothing in the relationship that can go right.
So it's a critical part. You're not saying that sex is the only part of the relationship.
Oh, no, no. Sex is just, in my mind, a big part of the relationship, yeah.
I've heard it said, though, to your point, that when there's great sex in a relationship, everything goes better. When there's not great sex in a relationship, it seems like everything else goes wrong. So I guess we both agree then that having a good sexual companionship is critical to the success of a good marriage.
Yeah, I would think so, because if you're not sexually satisfied, you're walking around irritated.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Now, the second point that he says that men require in their relationships is what he calls recreational companionship. When he was talking about that, he was saying that a husband and wife should have activities, recreational activities, that they can do together. Now, he specifically recommends that they spend 15 hours a week alone, engaged in some activity for the two of them. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, I agree with him. You should go out and share things together. You can go out to dinner. You can go out, if you like fishing, your wife, she wouldn't necessarily have to fish. If she liked to read, she can go with you, take a book and read while you fish. I believe in sharing and doing things with your wife. You find out what both parties like. Okay, I'm not a big one on going shopping, because you know, as we do, if I go shopping with you, all I do is go in the store and sit down. And then when I make opinions about what you're trying on and all, and I say that won't do, then you get up and tell the sales lady you'll come back without me. So
right. It
best I don't go shopping with you.
Well, that's just not one of the activities that we can do together very well. But it doesn't mean that you have to be involved in every activity as a husband and wife. But you should make room for things that you can enjoy together.
Yeah, and no man won't, every time he hit the front door, his wife want to be on his hip. And I'm quite sure women feel the same way. When she want to go out and spend time with her girlfriends and all, let her. When he want to go out and spend time with the guys, let him. You don't have to both go everywhere you all go, each one up you go, just because you're married.
This is one point that I had some concern about that Dr. Harley brings up, which is that the mate should try to enjoy every activity that the other mate enjoys. So if you like fishing, then instead of reading, I should participate in the fishing. If I like shopping, instead of just sitting there, you should participate in the shopping. But I agree with you that everybody doesn't have all the same interest, but as long as we have enough in common that gives us good recreational time together, that should suffice.
Yeah, I agree with that, because in doing that, you're still bonding. If you get in a relationship and you got a whole different life outside of your marriage, then your marriage not building year after year. But if you're sharing some of the same activities and all, now your relationship is growing because you're constantly interacting with each other.
What do you think about that 15-hour requirement? He uses it almost as a litmus test, that if you're not willing to spend 15 hours with your mate, then you have not made a true commitment.
Well, I don't agree with that, because sometime it might be a week or so, you might not be able to make that commitment with your time with each other, but then that shouldn't put a strain on the relationship either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but as much time as possible, the two of you should be together enjoying some activities.
Yes.
To build your bond.
Yeah.
And make deposits in your love bank. Okay, very good. The next thing that Harley indicates that a man needs in his relationship is a good-looking wife. So physical attractiveness is an emotional need of most men.
Well, yeah, beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. You know, what one guy thinks is attractive, another guy might not think so. Because I remember one time I was sitting at a table with some ladies, and the biggest conversation was losing weight. Well, weight is not a priority to every guy. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's why we come in our different sizes and all, because people like different things. Mm-hmm. Because if you liked it, a skinny man, you never would be looking at me. And that's just all in it. But you found me so desirable till you just had to marry me.
Yes, sir, whatever you say. But as far as physical attractiveness, do you think that is the key in a relationship, that your wife must look good or you can't love her?
Well, she looks good to you or you wouldn't love her. It's about what she looked like to you. Mm-hmm. The most important thing to me is when you and your wife go somewhere together, she's clean. Mm-hmm. You know, she got a makeup. Well, if you like makeup, mm-hmm. she dressed to what you like. Mm-hmm. She know what she like, you like, and that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And you try to do the same accordingly. Yeah, but you're not going out to please other people. You want to please your mate.
And that is one point that Dr. Harley makes, is that a person is attracted to you the way they kind of initially saw you. So it behooves each of us then to try to maintain whatever it took to get you is what I should do to keep you, and vice versa.
Right.
Okay, very good. Now, the next thing he says that a man needs is domestic support, which is someone at home taking care of the home front while he goes to work and brings home the bacon, per se. Now, I was a little kind of taken aback by that, given today's kind of work environment where there are as many professional women out there who's in the workforce as there are men. And then I noted that his book was originally written in 1986, but he did an update in 2011, which meant that the family dynamic or the household dynamic has changed with time. So what kind of domestic support can a man expect these days from his wife? Can you address that?
Well, you should expect the same thing you did back in 1906, 1911. You should expect the same thing. And it has nothing to do with money. You have to, in my mind, first you have to pick out a young lady that understands paying bills. All right, if you pick out a young lady that understands paying bills, no matter what your income is, y'all can make it work. But if you want more than your income would allow, then you can't do it. That's why a lot of cases now, you need two incomes, because a lot of this stuff we have to have, we don't have to have. If your income don't allow cable, you don't have cable. If your income don't allow going out to dinner 3 and 4 times a week, you start cooking. You do what your income would allow, and you have a wife. A man want a wife that can't accept that. He don't want to come in doing the best he can to hear her laying up and whining that that's not enough.
But let me ask you, now you're talking about 1906 and those earlier dates, but that was during a time when women were mainly 100% at home, raising the children, taking care of the house, etc. Now, as you indicate, a lot of households almost require two incomes. So if we're both out there working, if we're both, let's just say, bringing in equal amounts to the pot, but when we get to the house and there's a house to clean and children to bathe and discipline and homework to supervise and laundry to do and dinner to cook, is it fair for a man to totally expect that the woman takes on the total domestic role without any assistance from him?
No, that's not fair. I'm talking about if both of you are working, when you come in, you make a list of things that each one of you are going to do. Mm-hmm. And when you come in the evening, you do that. And it's not fair if the wife is working with you, and when she get out of work, she come in, she's cooking, she's cleaning, she's taking care of the kids, and all you've done is flop down in front of the television. Now you want her to put your supper on the table, and then at the end of the night, you're expecting this sex thing, where you do have to understand she's tired. Mm-hmm. You're not tired. You haven't done anything. But men, when you all hit the door, he gonna make everything go and try to get everything done. So when you all sit down, you sit down together.
So he should then contribute to something. And you made one point that Dr. Harley makes very strongly in his book, is that there has to be an agreement on the delineation of household duties. So if I'm expected to cook every night, but then you're expected to take care of the yard work, but we've agreed what those things are. You know, you take out the trash, you do this, I take care of the kids and budget the funds or pay the bills, etc. So we each know that we are carrying our weight in the relationship. And another important point I think that you made and that Dr. Harley also makes is that it helps put a lot of harmony in the relationship. So if one person doesn't feel that they are being put upon by the domestic side of life, then they are a happier people and they are more willing to be a loving part of the couple. So if I come in the door, kick off my shoes, cook dinner, bathe the kids, put them to bed, pay the bills, wash the dishes, put on the laundry, and as you indicate, then take a shower and go to bed and you're waiting there with open arms and ready for sex, but I'm ready for sleep. That doesn't work. So it has to be some equitable distribution of domestic chores so that both sides feel that they are being appreciated in the relationship.
Yeah, I agree with that, yeah.
Okay. Now the last point that he makes is that a man wants to know that his wife is proud of him. He wants some admiration from his companion. How do you feel about that?
Well, nobody likes criticism. Mm-hmm. Even women don't like criticism. Mm-hmm. If you're doing the best you can, and you constantly hear about what somebody else doing, what somebody else have, then you know you can't afford that, then let it go. He don't need to come in and listen to you, I wish I had this, I wish I had that. Mm-hmm. If he's doing the best he can, that's it, let it go. And he wants you to support him no matter what he can provide for you, long as you know he's doing his best, be satisfied with what you have.
So how would you see that admiration is expressed? How would you, what would it take for you to know that your wife is proud of you?
Yeah, well, she's not constantly talking about what she don't have. She just appreciating the things she have. Because she know you would do more for her if you could. Mm-hmm. But if you can't afford it, you just can't afford it. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean that you leave the house. Now you're so worried about her talking about she want this and that, where you really obligated yourself working two or three jobs. Now you don't have any time for her. You don't have any communication for her. And that's not going to solve the problem.
Fantastic. So those are the five things in summary that Harley said that a man needs in a relationship. Just to repeat, he needs sexual fulfillment. He needs recreational companionship. He needs physical attractiveness in his wife. He needs domestic support and admiration. We have a few minutes, Mr. Cowan. Let's talk a bit about then what the woman needs are. And you can tell me how then a man would provide each of these for the woman. The first thing that a woman says she needs is affection from a husband. How would you demonstrate affection?
Well, you would come in, you'll give her a kiss every once in a while. You give an unexpected gift. Sometime when you're sitting down, she can come and lay in your arms and all, because you have did the manly thing and help her get through with all the responsibilities of the house. Now you all have a little leisure time there together. You can sit up and talk to each other. You can play with each other. You know, you just can enjoy each other.
So just spending time with and little loving taps and kisses and things of that nature.
Right.
Very good. The second thing leads to one of the points you just made, intimate conversation. Just the two of you talking about the affairs of life, your business, etc. Intimate conversation with your wife.
Well, you can share your day. She can share her day. You can talk about the things at the house, what you are trying to do and what you are hoping that you would be able to do one day. You might not be able to do it today, but who knows what you can do next week or tomorrow or next month. Things might get better.
So spend some time in conversation, just the two of you. Not yelling, not screaming, not talking to the kids, but the two of you in intimate conversation about what your goals and plans are. Okay, very good. A woman needs honesty and openness.
Well, everybody needs honesty, you know, come on. Mm-hmm. How would you like to talk to somebody and no sooner start talking, you know they're telling another lie? Nobody would be satisfied with that, and you have people that do that.
Yeah. What about being totally open about how your day has been, the things that you've done, people that you went to lunch with, or anything like that?
Well, I believe I believe in being totally open. There's no reason for secret, because in my world, If you're doing something you're trying to hide, is something wrong with it? Mm-hmm. If you was, if you thought it was okay, you wouldn't be trying to hide it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Financial support. Now, we've talked before now that both now men and women mainly are in the workforce, but typically we have, women have, we have traditional ideas, because I don't expect you to fully support me. I want to be an independent person, sort of, but I want to make know that you would support me if I needed it.
Well, yeah, I would support you if you needed, because mm-hmm. as life goes on, women have more maintenance than guys. Women have makeup, they have nails, they have toes, they have hair.
Are these things that make them physically attractive to
yeah.
you?
Right? Well, she's your queen. She's okay. your queen. You want her to look like a queen when she go out. Yeah, so that's to be expected.
But we're also, in addition to our maintenance costs, we're talking about the mortgage, a nice house, a functional car, and things of that nature as well.
Well, that's true. You want to have those things. Those things come before the little luxury item. You got to have to prioritize, you know, what's most important, mortgage first, utilities, cars, and so on. Those things are secondary. You know, those are the, not secondary, those are the priority things. Mm-hmm. Then when you get those taken care of, then if you have money to do the other things, you do them.
Okay. And the last thing, the fifth thing that Dr. Harley indicates that a woman needs is family commitment. She wants her husband to be a good father and a good role model to their children.
Well, you should, because I try to tell young men, your kids, when you have children, you might want to start enjoying them from the cradle up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to leave all the responsibility on your wife, because they're bonding with her. They're not really bonding with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people say, I make these statements then, that because I don't have kids. No, I haven't raised kids, but I observe that the dads that really put in time and really do things with their kids, they get a lot of love from their kids. Because I had a friend of mine's, when I first met him, he couldn't wait for me to come and go home with him to see his little boy. And one day we got off work together, and I went home with him, and the little boy was there. And while he was trying to pick the little boy up, the little boy was fighting to get away from him to go back and be with his mom. And the only thing that tells you is he hadn't been putting any time in with the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he wasn't feeling any kind of way about it, but I would have been highly embarrassed, because now I know I need to let this little fella understand I'm his dad and I want him to be glad to see me. If you're putting in time with your kids, when you hit the front door, they're going to run to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, just in summary then, again, what Dr. Harley indicates, the top five things that a woman wants out of a relationship with her husband is affection, intimate conversation, honesty and openness, financial support, and family commitment. Now, these 10 together makes the list that he came up with as the best things that couples want out of a relationship. We would love to hear from you on these concepts, particularly those of you who've been married for a few years and those of you who've been married many years. I've indicated before that Jesse and I have been married almost 3 years. We met each other later in life. And we're reading these books to make sure we don't make the mistakes we did in previous marriages. I'm going to try to see how to turn on the comment section of this podcast in case you want to leave us a comment. But in case I'm not successful, you can also leave us a question or comment at womeninconversation2018@gmail.com. Any comments that you have would be welcomed. Thank you for listening. And please know that this podcast is an entity of J&J Cowan Enterprises, LLC.